Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live on the line, Mike Tobuski with a look at the Cyber Monday deals that everyone has out there for you. Mike, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, it's a lot different than it used to be. The Black Friday doorbusters, then the Cyber Monday online deals. It seems like a lot of this is now somehow steamrolled into one big long weekend.
Yeah, one big long weekend, or potentially even one big long month. A lot of retailers from Walmart to Amazon and others have actually been rolling out sales weeks ahead of this kind of, you know, major shopping weekend running from Black Friday, of course, to Cyber Monday. You are going to see the steepest discounts this weekend, or really, you know, kind of at the end of this weekend now through the rest of today. But even still, it has become less of a focus on these couple of days and more of just one big month-long sale for a lot of these retailers. And that kind of is reflected in a lot of the trends that we're seeing this year, guys, in terms of shopping for this weekend. Between November 27th, which was Thanksgiving, and today, the National Retail Federation estimated that 187 million people shopped either online or in store. That is a record. However, on average, people are expected to spend less this year by about 4%, according to a new survey by Deloitte. So we are seeing a holiday or a shopping season that is growing slightly, but one that is also slowing down in terms of spending.
Well, everyone's looking for the best deal, the lowest prices. Are these deals that we're seeing this weekend from Friday through today and this week, are these the lowest prices that we're going to see before Christmas or not?
So generally speaking, yes. This weekend was and continues to be through the rest of today kind of the largest discounts that you are going to see. And again, you know, these are deals that are pretty good. You know, you can look at, you know, the AirPods 3 from Apple, the latest generations of their, you know, pro level AirPods. They're about $30 off. That's the most steeply discounted new product from Apple that we've seen come out in a long time. PlayStation is knocking $100 off all of their lineup of gaming devices. You know, just across the tech space, you're seeing a variety of different interesting things. So, you know, that is part of this. You're going to see a lot of these sort of steep discounts. But I do think that there is sort of a general fatigue among the public when it comes to these sort of shopping events, despite the fact that you are seeing, you know, larger discounts around this time of year. You know, we're just coming off of Amazon Prime Day in October. And before that, there was another Amazon Prime Day. And of course, you know, competing sales events throughout the summer. If there's always a sale, is there ever a sale? That's something that consumers are reckoning with.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, things that people are looking for, we know Black Friday, the Black Friday doorbuster for the big TV or the gaming system or something like that's been around forever. What is it this year where you're seeing maybe the big deals on? Is it anything different or still the same?
Well, TVs are always steeply discounted, but in terms of things that are slightly different this year, at least stuck out to me personally, you know, some things that you would not expect necessarily. I don't necessarily associate Black Friday shopping with streaming deals, but there are some pretty good ones this year. For example, the Hulu and Disney Plus bundle, which, much lauded. They are offering that through the rest of today for $60 for 1 year. That's more than half off for those two streaming services, so that's pretty good. Apple TV Plus, you can get 6 months for $36 through the rest of today. You can catch up on Pluribus, which is the new Vince Gilligan show. So a lot of that type of thing. It's not limited to streaming TV either. Audible, which is the audiobook company owned by Amazon, you can get 3 months for $3 plus a credit towards a new audiobook. So that's kind of interesting. And then again, I think the gaming space is something to pay attention to here. We mentioned the PlayStation 5 knocking about $100 off of their lineup of consoles. That's significant, guys, because we've seen prices rise in that sector of the tech space, amid rising concerns over tariffs and general economic uncertainty. We've seen both PlayStation and Xbox increase their prices. So if you want to mitigate some of that, this is the time to shop, at least for PlayStation devices. And then the other thing that is worth mentioning here, the hottest gadget of the season, the Nintendo Switch 2, which is a handheld gaming console from Nintendo, not discounted at all. Nintendo not moving the price of that. They don't generally for the Switch 2. They know they can sell these devices at full price because there is a demand for them. However, what you talk to when you talk to retail experts when it comes to the Switch 2 is that you want to bundle it with a game because that does help mitigate some of the cost. And if you're picking up a new console, generally you're going to pick up a game as well.
Good advice there. Hey, are there AI tools out there that can work to a shopper's favor, in looking for a lower price on something?
There certainly are AI tools and people are using them. In fact, there's some recent reporting that we were taking a look at that suggests that there is more traffic going from a platform like ChatGPT or Google Gemini to a retail platform like Walmart or Amazon, meaning that people are going to ChatGPT, for example, ideating over what they want to buy. They want to, going back and forth with this chatbot, either get some ideas about gifts they can get for people in their lives or something that they want to buy for themselves that they just need to kind of talk out with a chatbot. And then that chatbot is suggesting them links to go actually purchase that item. So, clicking away from ChatGPT. We've seen the major AI companies respond to that as well, integrating shopping tools directly into the platform so that you can, actually check out without ever leaving the ChatGPT app, for example. However, guys, every time we mention generative AI, we have to mention this. These systems still hallucinate, they still are imperfect, and they still make things up. So it's always best to double check once you click out to that retail website that the price that the chatbot is citing you actually exists, and even that the item actually exists.
What's on your Christmas list, Mike?
I still got a couple things on my Christmas list. I'll say we're still sort of building out the Christmas list for some people in my life, but it's a work in progress.
All right. We'll see if the company can help you out here. Not me. I'll pass it on to somebody else, but if you pass that along. Mike Tobusky joining us, tech reporter. Always great stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.